So is California going to run out of diesel or not? We're going to answer that question today confidently with data analysis from multiple sources. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for joining me here. And of course, as you know, we are in, well, a hydrocarbon crisis because of the war on Iran, a war that Trump started, probably with some arm twisting from Netanyahu, or even maybe just being ordered by Netanyahu, who knows. But nevertheless, the war has been on for over 3 months now. It's over 3 months. I mean, we're into, what, week 13? Well into week 13. And because of this, oil shipments, of course, you know, roughly 17 to 20%, something like that, of the world's surface oil shipment supply is restricted. Similar numbers or even higher numbers with natural gas, etc. So you may have been hearing that California is going to run out of diesel and that this is going to begin within 4 to 6 weeks. You may have heard that. And according to some, they're concerned that this could thrust California into a Mad Max scenario with no food, no fuel, etc. All right, so first, the good news is that we're not going to have a total collapse of diesel fuel in California. However, it is absolutely true that California, because of its left leanings, has shut down almost all refineries. Not all, but mostly they have refineries that produce diesel fuel. And also California has shut down all pipelines that would deliver refined products to California. Basically, they've turned California into a fuel island. And as a result, there's no backup plan for shortages of diesel, and the state has to rely on in-state refining, plus some imports via sea from some tankers. But the tankers are not able to keep up with the demand because, you know, there's a lot of roads in California, a lot of driving all throughout LA, etc. So here's the reality of what's actually going to happen. And let me tell you who I'm quoting from here. I'm quoting from the U.S. Energy Information Administration. And you've heard of this term, or perhaps you have, called PADD 5 or PADD 5. Now, PADD refers to the region. And I forgot what the acronym stands for, but Region 5 is the West Coast. So that's California, that's Oregon, Washington. It includes, I believe, Nevada and Arizona as well. And yes, it is absolutely true that Region 5, their PADD Region 5, is running out. It is at shockingly low levels of storage of distillates right now, that is distillate fuel oil. So for example, I'm reading directly from the data from the PADD 5 report from the EIA, that's the Energy Information Administration. It says that right now, I have the week ending March 13th. I'm sorry, that's not good. That's the last week that I have here. That the distillate fuel oil supplies were just a little over 11 million barrels for that region, whereas in the Gulf Coast, which would be Texas, Louisiana, etc., typically would have 35 to 40 million barrels. So the entire West Coast has roughly only one quarter, or in March, they only had roughly one quarter of the storage of oil for making diesel fuel that the Gulf Coast states had. And then, actually, I do have numbers ending May 22nd, that the inventories were 11% below the five-year average. Although I don't have the exact numbers, but it's low by 11%. According to the EIA and its forecasting, the inventories of the West Coast region will remain at or near record lows through the remainder of 2026. And on top of this, you have the fact that California has, of course, because of its left-wing climate ideology, it has shifted towards biodiesel. And And as a result, some of the refineries that used to be able to handle diesel can no longer handle real diesel because they're focused on biodiesel. For example, the Phillips 66 Rodeo facility was converted to biodiesel and other renewable fuels in 2024. It used to be able to handle something like 120,000 barrels per day of crude capacity of what I would call real diesel, fossil fuel diesel. Now it cannot. So, as a result, well, let me read you the other closures too. The Phillips 66 Los Angeles refinery closed last year. We reported this. That was in November of last year. They used to be able to handle 139,000 barrels per day. They're done. Closed. Why? Because the California government and the California liberals and the climate lunatics wanted it that way. See, they've been wanting to live in a world without fossil fuels. And guess what? They're going to get their wish here, or at least a taste of it. Also, the Valero Benicia Bay Area facility, which used to handle something like 150,000, 160,000 barrels per day, that shut down earlier this year. And then I already mentioned the Phillips 66 Rodeo that was shut down in 2024. So if you combine those three shutdowns, that's almost 600,000 barrels per day that has been removed from California's refining capacity. And given, again, that there are no pipelines delivering refined fuels into California from other states, there are no pipelines because they all got shut down by the climate lunatics. Thus, California has to refine its own fuels, and now it cannot meet the demand. Simply cannot. So the refining capability is off by some large amount, even if you have the distillates coming in. You see what I'm saying? In other words, I'm trying to alert you to the fact that there are two problems here. One is that you don't have the distillates coming in that feed the refineries. Secondly, you don't have the refinery capacity to meet the fuel demand in California. And now, over the next 4 to 6 weeks, you know, the incoming distillates are going to effectively run out, which means that California is going to be forced, or I shouldn't use the term run out. I should say that the buffer inventory of distillates will be gone, and the California refineries will be relying on whatever shipments of new distillates arrive via the tankers. But there's no certainty of what that level is going to be. But even if that is restored to full throughput, which is impossible, then the refineries can't even keep up with the demand anyway. So, right now the state of California has, according to California officials, has 4 to 6 weeks of gasoline and diesel supply on hand. Now that doesn't mean they're going to run out exactly in 4 to 6 weeks, because there is fuel refining taking place. It's just that 4 to 6 week buffer is going to get smaller and smaller. So within a few more weeks, it could be reduced to a 3 to 5 week buffer. And a few more weeks later, it might only be a 3 week buffer, a 2 week buffer, 1 week buffer. But this could play out over several months, if you know what I mean. The buffer is getting smaller, but there's still some throughput from the refineries. So in other words, California is not going to run out of diesel in July. It's not going to run out of diesel in August. Not exactly. It's going to start having diesel shortages in August, is what it looks like. And the result, the big upshot for all of you who are in California, is you're going to pay. You're going to pay huge prices. Now, you'll still be able to find diesel. It may be more difficult to find. There may be sort of spot outages here and there at certain, you know, gas stations or what have you. But you're going to be able to get diesel. It's just a question of at what price. So then the question becomes, well, how much? How much are you going to pay per gallon? probably $10 a gallon is where it's going for diesel. So it's not Mad Max. It's not the end of the world, but it is likely $10 per gallon. Now, understand that any kind of what we would say structural relief on this, like a new pipeline, yeah, that's years away. And probably would never be approved by the California lawmakers because California is a one-party, totally corrupt, Democrat-run state run by woke idiots who don't actually know anything about economics or finance other than just, you know, corruption. And they certainly don't understand energy or transportation or any of the important things here. So this is why they shut down, you know, the refineries and the pipelines and blocked any new projects. So if you're living in California right now, you are living under the rule of woke idiots who have dismantled the infrastructure that delivers your food and provides you with transportation, electricity, heating, cooling, spare parts, you know, all these things. They have essentially dismantled it, and now you're about to go through a very difficult period because of those decisions by your lawmakers. Now, I should also mention that you're going to run out of, well, I shouldn't say run out. You're going to have severe supply restrictions on jet fuel. So, yeah, good luck to all the military air bases and the airports all throughout California. You're not going to have affordable, abundant jet fuel, that's for sure. You're going to end up with a jet fuel price hike that is similar in structure to the diesel price hike. It's going to make everything crazy expensive. Now, by the way, the only thing saving California right now is the fact that Trump signed the Jones Act waiver in March. What's the Jones Act? That's the law that prevents foreign shipping companies from transporting goods between domestic U.S. ports. So Trump waived that, granted a waiver, to allow foreign shipping companies that have tankers to be able to transport fuel from, for example, the Gulf Coast over to California. And it's only because of that that California has any real diesel at all right now. I mean, millions of barrels of fuel, both refined fuel as well as crude, have been shipped from us here in Texas to you there in California, if you're listening from California. So yeah, you can thank Texas for your fuel, because that's what's happening. Now, the thing is, the Jones Act expires, the waiver expires in August 17th. And if the waiver is allowed to expire, then California goes into a far worse crisis than anything I'm describing here. But you would suppose there'd be a lot of political pressure on Trump to keep that waiver in place. But he doesn't have to keep it in place. What if he doesn't? What if he wants to punish, you know, Governor Newsom or something like that? Or maybe there's a political reason. Maybe, who knows? Maybe Trump wants to declare an emergency or something on the West Coast before the election. Who knows? I mean, there's all kinds of theories. I have no idea what's in his mind. But my point is, if this Jones Act waiver expires and isn't renewed, then things get crazy for California, beginning sort of late August then. So let's hope it doesn't go there. A couple other things you need to know is that if you're asking about rationing, will there be diesel fuel rationing in California? Probably not at the retail level, because the price alone will be a kind of self-rationing. You know, if diesel is $10 a gallon, fewer people are going to buy it. And yeah, and we're going to talk about some of the implications of that. But there can be allocation limits at the wholesale level, which could limit the crude oil going to the refineries, or it could limit the distillates, or it could limit from the refineries to the wholesalers. Here's how much jet fuel you get, you know, here's how much diesel you get, and so on. And that has happened before. That's actually not that uncommon. That happened, I think, in 2012 with ExxonMobil, for example, in California. So I would absolutely expect that to happen. The result of that, though, is that the price at the pump is going to get insane. And yes, I really do mean $10 a gallon. And that's an all-in price. That's the retail price, which includes the California taxes and the federal highway taxes and the rising price of the, you know, of the wholesale fuel. So $10 per gallon at the pump for both gasoline and diesel. That's really where this is headed pretty soon, within just a few months, okay? What will be the impacts of that? So obviously, diesel is the single most important fuel for the U.S. economy. Diesel is used not only for transportation, obviously, all the diesel trucks that bring food to your grocery store, they've got to have diesel fuel. On top of that, it's the diesel trucks that are restocking the products at your Home Depot or your Walmart or whatever. And on top of that, it's diesel that goes into the farming and agriculture equipment, the tractors. Also, construction equipment, the skid steers, the loaders, the excavators, and then the mining equipment. You know, also the mining excavators, the massive trucks and transportation, etc. You just go down the list, every sector that you can think of that is necessary for life on Earth relies on diesel, from food, transportation, energy, even just transporting gasoline to the gas station happens on a diesel tanker truck, a road truck, okay? So diesel, you know, the trains are diesel electric trains, for example. So everything that matters, or nearly everything, needs diesel. Otherwise, your society shuts down, and it just does not function at all. We're not going to see that, I don't think. That won't be what happens here. But you're going to feel a lot of economic pain. The result is food prices will go higher. Gasoline prices will go higher. Hardware prices will go higher. All the construction costs will go up and up and up. The cost to build residential and commercial buildings. Mining costs will go up. So everything that comes out of the mines is going to go up. All the prices are going to go up on everything because of rising diesel prices. And this is going to, of course, is going to make Trump even more unpopular in California. Not that he needs any help being unpopular in California at the moment, but he's going to be way more unpopular. And this will spread, you know, Oregon, Seattle, Washington, these other states, even Arizona will be strongly impacted by this as well. Because you really don't get to energy abundance until you move eastward all the way to Texas. Unless you're talking about natural gas, you could get some good gas in Wyoming, for example. And then, you know, there's resources in Colorado. But you got to go eastward to get to the energy sections of the country. There's really not a lot of energy availability in the West Coast states because they shut it all down, or most of it down. They don't even, I mean, California even shut its nuclear power plants too. I don't even think they have any running anymore. Maybe it's just one. But so they shut the front door, they shut the back door, they shut the escape hatches and the windows and everything. They shut it all off, and they said, aren't we green? No, you're starving. You're living in a prison where you shut off all your energy resources, and now you're going to be paying $10 a gallon for diesel, and you're going to be paying twice as much for your groceries. So good luck with that. And because of all those shutdowns, there's not just some idle refinery sitting around in California where you can walk in and turn on the switch and like, oh, this is back online now. Doesn't exist. There's no idle pipeline just sitting there that can import even hundreds of thousands of barrels a day of anything into California. Doesn't exist. Again, tankers are about the only way to bring fuel in other than road tankers. So let's talk about road tankers. The most expensive way to move diesel or crude for that matter would be to put it on trucks and run it down the highway. That's very expensive. If that's what it comes to, and it may, then Californians are going to be burning the most expensive fuel in the history of our country, they're going to be paying through the nose for it. And again, this could impact Arizona and Oregon as well, even Washington and so on. But it'll be the highest prices of all will be in California. So imagine if California has to call up, you know, the governor of Texas and beg the governor, like, can you send us 10,000 trucks with that are filled with diesel? You know, I mean, like a highway caravan. Probably that could be arranged over time, but at what cost, right? At what cost? If you end up doing that, then you can count on diesel being $20 a gallon, maybe more, because obviously you have to burn a lot of diesel to move the diesel that far, and it's insanely expensive and highly inefficient. It's even environmentally unfriendly because you know, it takes a lot less energy to move it by ship, and it's even less energy to move it by pipeline. But again, you know, the Democrats hate pipelines, which just tells you they also hate physics. They hate economics. They don't understand anything. So they shut down the pipelines, and they're probably going to end up rolling diesel down the highways on very expensive trucks. And that's going to be a rough economic lesson for, well, everybody in California. It's not, if you're listening from California, it's not your fault, obviously. You didn't choose to put yourself in this situation. It's your economically illiterate state nincompoops, that's the party, who have achieved this by remaining entirely illiterate when it comes to economics and energy. But you're going to have to pay the price. You're going to have to live through it, and it's going to suck. So let's talk about practical things here for a second. The diesel prices are going to get insane. Let's just say they're going to start getting worse, maybe as early as late July, but clearly into August they're going to start really accelerating in a bad direction, and in September even worse, and so on. I would not be surprised to see Amazon having like surcharges for deliveries into California, or even UPS and FedEx, which would also affect us and our business, healthrangerstore.com. We could be forced to add a surcharge to your order if you take delivery in California, because we could be charged an extra surcharge by, you know, FedEx or whatever carrier we happen to be using for your order. So it's probably wise for those of you in California to really use this summer to plan in advance. What do you need to buy? You know, personal care products, household products, you know, go on a toilet paper shopping binge again, like during the COVID years. But food supplies, medicine, whatever, get it before the diesel crisis gets worse. So plan to have yourself stocked up, let's say, mid-July, which is only about 6 weeks away. That's a very smart play at this point. Because after that, everything can get a lot more expensive, longer wait times, a lot more inconvenient, surcharges, etc. That's what I'm anticipating. Now, if the government of California gets even more insane than it already is, which is always a risk, then you could see some really totalitarian maneuvers, like banning cars based on their license plates every other day of the week or something. Like, you know, you can only drive on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays or something like that. Or you can only buy fuel on certain days of the week based on your license plate. Things like that. Now, again, it's not quite rationing. It's, you know, it's a lighter version of rationing. It's an inconveniencing, let's say. It's restrictions. But it's going to restrict your ability to travel. It's another form of economic or energy lockdowns, which, of course, Democrat leaders love the lockdowns. They loved it during COVID. They're going to love it during the energy lockdowns. In fact, you'll probably have stories all over California media with news reporters saying, hey, look how clear the freeways are. Wow. Yeah, because it's illegal to drive. That's not a feature. That's a symptom of the prison state right there. But they're going to brag about, you know, look how clean the air is in LA today. Yeah, because nobody can buy fuel. Or, you know, I mean, I'm exaggerating a little bit, It's not that nobody can buy fuel, but clearly not as many people can buy fuel. This is going to impact all kinds of businesses, you know, roofers and home construction and lawn care and landscaping. You know, anybody that travels on the highway to get things done, any kind of mobile service company, you know, boom, they're going to have to either raise their rates sky high or just stop doing business or limit their areas of doing business. You know, HVAC repair people, they might have to really limit their areas. For example, you know, mobile repair, mobile, you know, dog shampoo business owners, like, we can't shampoo your dog if you're more than 10 miles away now because of the governor's restrictions on gasoline or what have you. So this is the most likely outcome as far as I can tell. As you notice, this is not a Mad Max outcome, but it's still gnarly, let's say, to use a California surfer term. It's gnarly. It's going to get ugly, and you should be prepared. So let me mention one other thing, which is the sponsor of this podcast today, and that's the Satellite Phone Store, sat123.com, or sat123.com. It's a good idea to have a satellite phone during whatever's coming. If you're in any of these West Coast states, the reason you want to have a satellite phone is in case you get stranded, in case you get shut out, in case there's a restriction. You need to be able to make phone calls even if the power grid goes down. You need to be able to make a call even if you can't reach a cell tower. You need to be able to let loved ones know that you're okay or where you are, or to call for a rescue or whatever the case may be. A satellite phone is by far the best way to do that. And the Satellite Phone Store has the Iridium phones. Those are my favorite ones. They've got them available right now. They've made them very affordable with just a monthly plan that includes a bunch of minutes that roll over if you don't use them, so you could save them up for the big emergency, which is probably coming. And also, of course, see, I don't travel without a satellite phone. I always have one in my vehicle so that whatever's happening, even if there's an EMP attack or, you know, a power grid failure, which could happen, or an act of war, you know, or some kind of a domestic terrorism attack or whatever, I know that all I have to do is point my phone at the sky, you know, the antenna, and I can make a call. I can call, you know, I can call for law enforcement, emergency responders, family member, right, whatever. That has incredible value in this kind of crisis. So check them out, sat123.com, and they also have solar generators, which is basically a power station. You can attach solar panels to it and store energy, and you can use that to charge your devices like flashlights or mobile phones or other similar type of devices. So check that out. And then you can follow my continued coverage of this at brightvideos.com, as well as my articles at naturalnews.com. And I didn't even touch today the motor oil shortage, that it's also very real. That's going to get a lot worse, and that affects the whole country. So that's more than California. And I've encouraged everybody to go out and buy at least one change of motor oil for your vehicle right now, so you have that oil on hand, including an oil filter for your vehicle. And for a lot of modern vehicles, that's a 0W20 motor oil. So, which is it's a thin oil, but that's because modern engines have much tighter tolerances. So definitely stock up on some motor oil right now. Trust me, you'll be happy that you did. And then if you can legally buy and store diesel, then that's something that you should consider doing. I do that. I have a 500-gallon diesel tank, and that's full. And you can then typically call like a commercial provider of diesel. And normally you have to tell them, do you want road diesel or agriculture diesel, which is red dye diesel. That's non-federally taxed diesel, typically for, you know, farm use. But if you're going to drive on the roads, you have to buy the road diesel that's got the federal taxes built in, which is a lot more expensive. Or if you think you want to risk it and just roll around with red dye diesel in your truck on the highway, well, you know, you can roll the dice. If you get caught, you're going to pay a crazy insane fine like $50,000. So probably don't do that. But some people try that, not me. But I've heard stories of people who try that, and when they get caught, it hurts. It's totally not worth it. Don't even try it. Nevertheless, if you buy a diesel tank, just real quickly, it needs to be UL listed. It needs to be double walled so that it's, you know, puncture proof, at least one wall puncture proof. It needs to have proper ventilation, because when sunlight hits the tank, you know, it will heat up the diesel. Diesel will expand and contract. And there will be moisture and condensation inside the diesel tank. That moisture will tend to rest on the surface of the diesel, and that's where bacteria will grow. And those bacteria will start feeding on your hydrocarbons, and they will turn into sludge. Like, they've got the water and the diesel fuel, and you'll grow like slime sludge throughout your fuel. So you have to add an antibacterial additive to the diesel fuel if you plan to store it. And I don't have the time to go into that, but you need to research that so you get the right stuff. And it's a bactericide, basically. It's just like a, you know, highly toxic bacteria killer chemical. And you just pour it into the tank when you're filling it, kind of mix it up a little bit. That's all. Stops the bacteria growth. But you need to have a proper tank. Make sure it's legal to do this wherever you are. You know, you typically can't just plop down a 500-gallon diesel tank on the side of your house if you're in a HOA with your neighborhood Nazis and whatever. They'll jump all over you for that. But if you're in a rural area, you can get a 500-gallon tank. Typically, that's the minimum amount of diesel that will be delivered by a commercial diesel fuel delivery service, 500 gallons. You may want to get a 1,000-gallon tank. And then when you get a tank, you need to get a pump to pump out of the tank. And so I'll have to cover this in another podcast. I've mentioned some of it before, but I recommend a hand pump for most people because it's super reliable. But if you want to get fancy, you can get an electric pump that runs off of a 12-volt battery, and you can hook up a battery to a little solar panel with an auto charger. And I'll cover that in another podcast, or maybe I'll just show you, I'll just maybe shoot a video of what I'm doing and show you how that works. So anyway, that's my advice. Stay safe, stay prepared. You've got a few weeks before this hits. If you're on the West Coast, you got a few weeks to plan for this. So get everything that you need in advance and prepare for some kind of sort of semi-lockdowns, or like lockdown light is what this could be. August, September, October, you know, who knows how long this could go on. So thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams here of brightvideos.com. Take care.
Power up with our organic whey protein powder, a complete protein packed with amino acids, non-GMO and lab tested for purity. Stock up now for your survival pantry at healthrangerstore.com.